Some detainees held by the U.S. at Guantanamo Bay are now getting some VIP treatment, at least if they're from Saudi Arabia. Dozens of Saudis have been moved back home as part of what's called a reintegration program. That means they get a job, a monthly stipend, and religious counseling. The Saudis say this is a way to reduce the threat from these detainees, but critics worry that it's a free pass for people once considered dangerous terrorists. We're joined now by reporter Josh White, who wrote about this in today's Washington Post. Welcome, Josh.
Hi.
First, how many Saudis are we talking about, and why are they being released from Guantanamo if the U.S. government considers them terrorist threats?
Well, what we're talking about is about a little bit more than 100 Saudi detainees who have been held at Guantanamo, some for several years. And in the past year, the detainees that have returned to Riyadh have been put through this program that essentially takes them, puts them through Islamic training, socialization training, and gets them ready for release into today's society. They then go to a halfway house where they spend several months, and then they get to go back home.
Well, are they still considered terrorist threats, though?
Well, from the Department of Defense's view, about 90% of the 100 that have been sent back were still considered a threat to the United States and its allies, but they were cleared for transfer, which means that the United States has come to an agreement with Saudi Arabia that the Saudi Arabian government will mitigate that threat when they return. The Saudi response to that is this program. They say they put them through the program, they come out the other end, reformed, ready to be in society, and that they are no longer a threat once they are released.
Okay, a bit about the bigger picture here. This Saudi program isn't the result of all the controversy surrounding Guantanamo, the legal challenges. President Bush has already said he wants to close the prison.
It is part of that. I think the administration looks at this as part of the solution to closing Guantanamo. What it's done is it's really allowed them to reduce the population there significantly over the past year because the Saudis were a fairly large percentage of the detainees who were held there. It's allowed that population to go home. The program was developed before the major controversy developed. I mean, certainly there's been a lot of controversy surrounding Guantanamo for several years, but the Saudis have been using this program internally so that when they catch al-Qaeda suspects or other terror suspects within their borders, they've been putting them through a similar program so that they can be released into society safely. They then turned that program into a reform program for those returning from Guantanamo Bay, and U.S. authorities saw it as an option and one that so far has worked.
The Saudis have already come under some criticism for being a little perhaps too cozy with the U.S., and that they might be getting special treatment in setting up this program. Do you think that's the case and that that other countries may not get the same kind of opportunities, or rather detainees from other countries may not get the same kind of opportunities?
Well, there is certainly a close link between the Saudi Arabian government and the U.S. government. And I think there has been an effort between the two countries to come to an agreement that would allow the Saudi detainees to return home. The United States is negotiating with many other countries to try to reach similar arrangements that the United States and the other countries are comfortable with, which means that those other countries have the facilities, have the ability to take their detainees back and mitigate the threat that they pose. The United States, I think, has felt more comfortable with Saudi Arabia in part because they're an ally, but also because they have this program. It's a program that has existed within their country, and they have claimed very significant success with it. Again, time will tell, and we'll see if over the course of this, as other detainees are released, if those threats are in fact mitigated. But I think all of those factors play into why it worked out with Saudi Arabia.
Josh White, writer with the Washington Post, thanks for joining us.
You're very welcome.